Can the two Gurukulis come up, please? Chiki and Tulsi. Yes. Please.
Should I start? Okay. Well, it seems rather trivial what I have to say after hearing everybody else speak, but you know, everybody's saying they knew Chibhuvanath as like a god brother or a spiritual leader or somebody they could really look up to. But to me, all my life, I've just known Chibhuvanath as Uncle Nath. That's what I used to call him. And I think I had a few experiences with him when I was a lot younger. So I'll just share a few of them. I was hearing Mother Mekla speaking about when they threw all the kids in the toilet, and I was there, but I didn't have to go in the toilet because it wouldn't fit. Sorry. So I got put behind the curtain that divided the driving area from the living area, and I was just thinking, Chibhuvanath was so determined to carry on with Srila Prabhupada's preaching movement, even if it meant shoving 10 kids in a toilet and five of them under the seats. And he would do anything to carry on.
Yeah.
And I always remember the Irish Padyatra because we always had these two gypsy caravans and two horses, Bob and Harry, and it was just so fun, and I remember everything about it. And I used to go to a few of the Glastonbury festivals and the Virgin festivals when Chibhuvanath was there, and it was so inspiring to see him so enthusiastic up on the stage, dancing and giving lectures and stuff. And I went to the Brighton festival, that was the last time I saw him, and I was so inspired to hear him singing because I hadn't heard him in so long. He only sang a few sentences, but it was so nice. And when I went to Lakshmi's ashram, I used to get really homesick, and I used to look through the BTGs for pictures of the English devotees or anything I could find. And I always used to find pictures of Chibhuvanath in there with all his Irish yatra always singing and on Padyatra, and it was always so nice to see him. And I remember in 1999 I went to New York Rathiatra with all the ashram girls, and I remember we were trying to find a kirtan to go to, and we couldn't find like one that was good enough, so finally I heard this like little kirtan in the background. Something about it sounded so familiar. And I was like, but then I was just looking for anybody I knew, and I got close and I realized it was Chibhuvanath, and he was leading this kirtan. I was so happy. I just remember that. I was so happy to see him. And when I heard he had cancer back in May, I think I found out, Lakshmi Mataji, she told me when I was chanting my rounds in the temple room at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was kind of sleeping, so she said, I'd become a lot more sincere if I were you, because we just found out today that Chibhuvanath only has 2 months to live, and I don't think she realized how much I knew him, so it really upset me. And after that I started chanting 16 rounds every day, as opposed to 5 rounds what I was chanting before that. And so even if it's a really terrible thing that he's passed away, I think it really had a positive effect on me, because it made me realize how much we have to appreciate the devotees, also when they're alive, rather than when you find out they're going to be leaving. So I just want to thank Chibhuvanath for all the memories I have of the Irish Padyatra, because that was one of the happiest times of my life.
Call upon